You're there in Mark 16. We'll look at verse 15. And it said, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, the first way in which we teach biblical soul winning here is that we teach soul winning is a command. This means that it's not go only when you feel like it, go only when it's convenient for you. We should make time for it. It shouldn't only be when it's convenient for you. We should make time for soul winning. The Bible says also, I'll just quote it for you. But the Bible says that he that winneth souls is wise. And the Bible says that if we don't go soul winning, then we're unwise. So that's another reason why that shows us that we should go soul winning and that we should make time for it. Because if we don't, then we're unwise. So not only are we commanded to go, but we're also considered unwise if we don't go. So we definitely want to make time for soul winning. And that's the first aspect that makes our teaching here biblical, is that we teach that it's a command and we teach that we should make time for soul winning. But the second thing that we teach here that makes our soul winning biblical is that we teach that it's for everyone, not just men or not just ordained individuals. It's for everyone, including ladies. And I'll give a couple scriptures that kind of shows that. Acts 2 says, in verse 16, it says, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And here in Acts chapter number 2 is a fulfillment of a prophecy. And in that prophecy, they preached the gospel. In verse 21, it says, and it shall come to pass, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But the thing I'm bringing out of here is that it says, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That's male and female. And another verse just to throw out there that backs up that women can be a part of giving the gospel and soul winning is Philippians 4:3, which says, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the books, a book of life. You know, it really, I mean, just think about how bad this is, because I've heard it myself, and it exists out there, that people literally teach that a woman, even my wife, could not show someone that wanted to be saved how to be saved, and that's terrible. And if anyone ever tries to bring that up to you, then these are good scriptures to show them that, hey, you know, the gospel is never excludes anyone from being able to give the gospel and from being able to go soul winning. But another thing that we teach here that makes our soul winning biblical is that we teach that soul winning is physically approaching people with the gospel. The Bible says in Romans 10:15, and how verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Another attribute that makes us biblical here at Verity Baptist Church is that we don't just put door hangers on doors, or we don't just pass out invites, or we don't just have a YouTube channel with the Bible Way to Heaven on it or whatever. And that is that we show and we go to people. We actually approach them. It's confrontational soul winning. It's not just sending it out through some convenient method that gets it to the... It's kind of like this. It's not, we could just send out a mailer to every address in Sacramento and be like, oh, we're done. No, that's not good. Biblical soul winning is actually walking to them. I mean, how could the Bible say we have beautiful feet if it doesn't involve walking, right? Another thing that we teach here that makes our soul winning biblical is that we teach that soul winning is persuading people of the gospel, not just telling them the gospel. What I mean by that? What I mean by that is, you don't just go to someone and tell them it's by faith and it's not of works. And then they say, well, I think it's of works. And then you're like, you walk away, you say, have a good day, and that's all you do. Persuading them is actually trying to combat what they say with scripture and say, hey, no, the Bible actually says it's not of works. Look here, look here, look here. The Bible says in Acts 26, verse 27, it says, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. So we see that we need to be persuasive. And that's another good reason why you need to learn verses, because how are you ever going to be persuasive if you don't know any scripture to back up what you're saying? And how are you ever going to be able to convince someone that it's not of works if you don't have anything to back up that belief, of course? Another good scripture to throw out there, Acts 8, verse 29 through 31, on that same point, says, "Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I except some man should guide me?" And you could get a lot from this verse, but the thing that I'm bringing up is the fact that we need to persuade people. We need to explain people the gospel. But just a side note that's in there is the fact that God sent him there. If God didn't want us or need us to go win souls for Christ, why would the Spirit have sent Philip to him to explain the gospel? Obviously, debunking Calvinism, right? You know, we need people to go out there and persuade people of the gospel and persuade people that salvation is of faith. But let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this time we have to go out soul winning. I pray you would help us to follow your command and to follow your will and be faithful soul winners on a regular basis and to never skip out on it for some selfish or vain reason, Lord. And I pray that you would fill us with your Spirit and help us to persuade men of the gospel and keep us all safe today. And in Jesus' name, amen.